Hi, good morning. Welcome to the Refiner's Furnace podcast once again. I actually missed you. I hope that you are doing good for yourself, alright? It's another Sunday morning, and by the mercies of God, we are trusting the Lord for His mercies and grace upon us once again to be renewed. Okay, I won't be taking much of your time this morning, but by the mercies of God, I'm trusting the Lord to communicate a bit of His essence to us by the mercies of God, and I really believe that someone will be blessed regardless. Okay. So, sincerely, it will consistently look as though, everything is turning against you. You see, some people will say, is there God anywhere? You see, sometimes the questions people ask are extremely unimaginable. You see, some will question the existence of the God they have been professing their love to, regardless. But I tell you nothing but the truth. God is alive. God is with you. God is seeing what you are going through daytime, yes. And to be honest, the Bible did not say that you will not go through these things, yes. And God said, when you go through the fire, I will be with you. So it is possible that you're going to go through the fire. He said, when you go through the water will not consume you. So the only promise was that the water was not going to consume you. He didn't say you're not going to go through the water. Are you with me? Remember the situation between the case of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They said, if even our God cannot save us, we are ready to die, actually. But you see, God took them through the fire, and the fire did not consume them. And the Bible, speaking in Daniel chapter 11, I think from verse 32, the Bible says, it says, those that do know their God. It's about knowing the person that you are serving. The idea is that you will always be strong, and exploit is always your portion, or will consistently be your portion. Yes, there's not a lot of reason. There's a lot of things that will always make you feel that there is, nothing out there for you again. Yes. But I just want to encourage you, just hold on to the promises of God, yes. And truly, I tell you truthfully, honestly, regardless, there is a God out there who is consistently waiting for you at the end of the tunnel, yes. It could be that He is just training you. It could be that He is just doing something for you somehow. Please do not relent. Please do not give up yet. Don't give up so soon. I tell you the truth. The Lord is with you. The Lord is for you. Don't give up so soon. Yes. Personally, a lot has been going on, and it's so, I don't know. It's a long story already, but what can I do? What can we do? Our faith is in Him consistently. Our hopes is on Him relentlessly, yes. It could be that He's just, like I said, training us, and then it could be that He has better plans, better options for us. It could be, I really don't know how to explain this, but then I came to tell you this morning that you should not give up. There is so much light at the end of the tunnel. You see, those voices you hear are voices of distractions, voices of discouragement. They are not of God. God cannot do that. Child of God, you need to concentrate. You need to put put all your hopes, all your focus on Him. And I tell you, nothing but the truth is going to come true for you. Yes, it's going to come true for you. Yes. The Bible speaking in Proverbs chapter 3, I think from verse 5, it said, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to your own understanding." He said, "In all thy ways, acknowledge Him." And there is something unique to that activities you'll be doing. He said, "He will be with you. He will make your path straight. He's going to do everything for you." Yes. He said, "Who is he that lacks knowledge? Who is he that lacks wisdom? Let him ask." Are you in sync with the Spirit of God? Are you in sync with God? Are you communicating with Him consistently? What is the level? What is the extent of your interactions with Him? Yes, that means a lot. Do you even interact with Him consistently? We really need to know. By the time you are able to figure this out, I tell you the truth, your mind, your heart, your totality will be at peace. Yes, your totality will be at peace. Child of God, I'm here to encourage you. Please, don't give up so soon. Do not give up so soon. Please, don't give up so soon. I beg you, don't give up. Don't give up. Continue pushing hard into God, and then I believe that God is going to make your life unique. I believe God is going to make everything about you stand out, okay? So, let me take a few minutes to communicate. Let me just share something. So, I went to, I had to relocate somehow, and in the light of that, I actually, was, let me say, job hunting. So, as the Lord will have it, the Lord favored me to a degree, and I got what I actually came for. But it is too obvious that everything around me, everything, my God, is just fighting the totality of my existence. That's why I'm here to encourage someone. It will never be rosy. Nobody told us it will always be. The fact that you gave your life to Christ, the fact that you are in Christ, the fact that you are a Christian, doesn't guarantee the fact that everything is going to be smooth. I tell you the truth, anyone that told you about this, how that your life will be smooth and the totality of your existence will be perfect, I think the person lied to you. Yes, the person is a liar. Because even Jesus did not promise that. He said, "My kingdom is not of this world." Okay? So you should just learn to forge ahead. Please don't give up. A lot is going on, and people are going through a whole lot. And please, please don't give up. Please don't give up. There is light at the end of the tunnel. Yes, we can actually look at the cases of a lot of people in scriptures. You know them. You see, if they had given up, what would be the strength of your convictions? I believe your convictions would be useless. Your convictions will be extremely empty. So the Bible says, "He said, follow those who through faith and patience have obtained the promise." Yes. So who would you have even followed? You see, the Bible says Elijah was a man subject to like passion, but he prayed earnestly. You see, these guys have become a template for our totality over time. Do you understand? They have become a template. And then we should learn to follow the totality of their existence here on earth. We should learn to follow their totality. Yes. And that's why God kept them as emblems. Emblems of authority. Emblems of convictions. He said, "Look at your father Abraham. Look at your father Jacob. Look at your father Isaac." Do you understand me? So it is possible that you would consistently fail if you feel you can do this on your own. And then, most especially, most importantly, there's nothing on earth that you feel you're going through that no one or someone has not gone through the same situation. In fact, if you pay attention to the stories of others, you will understand that they went through something more difficult than you feel you are going through. So, you see, sometimes you just laugh over it. And you just laugh over it because, personally, I laugh a lot. And no one will know why I laugh the way I laugh, you know. And sincerely, it's because of the many, many things that, you know, are around me happening, you know. So, if by, let's say, for instance, you meet with Elijah or Elisha, you meet with Abraham, you meet with Lazarus, for instance, and you see, they begin telling you what they went through while they were on earth, you will know that sincerely, you're not going through anything. Do you understand me? So the idea is that you should have faith. A little faith will do a lot of miracles. A little faith will do a lot of Yes. Just have faith. Come on. Just have faith. I know you are better than the person you feel you are. Okay. I know you're better than the deceptions in your heart. I know that you're better than the lies coming to your mind. So all I'm saying is that there is more to you. I don't know why I'm just here to encourage you. There's more to you. Just don't give up, please. A generation is waiting for you. A generation is consistently waiting for you. Remember that scripture that says that the earnest expectations of the creature await the manifestations of the sons of God. Do you understand? Yes. There is a generation waiting for you to manifest. So that's the more reason you should not give up. That's the more reason you should not fail. Yes. I am ready to interact with anyone that will send a message to this podcast episode link. There's a link attached to this podcast episode. So wherever you are, whatever you're doing, you can send a message. And I'll be so happy to have a conversation with you, okay? Please just share this podcast episode with your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues, and whatever it is, or whatever it is that you want to discuss with. Just let them know about the Finance Finance podcast, let them know about this podcast episode, and let's see how the Lord will use you to touch the lives of people, okay? All right, so that's all for that. And I pray that the Lord will help you. I pray that the Lord will cause his face to shine upon you in the name of Jesus. All right, thank you so much for giving me your time. Thank you so much for always being here. Thank you so much for always being consistent. All right, the Lord bless you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you in the name of Jesus. All right, till I see you next week. Unfailingly. All right. Have a beautiful week.